Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Santana. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I need to have you reverse a charge that you put on my bank account because I don't know what it's for.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
53224.
And may you provide me with your first and last name?
Nadine Rowland.
And may you provide me, Ms. Rowland, with your full shipping address?
8101 North Glanville Road, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53224.
Give me just a second while I look over this account.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Rowland, I do see that, let's see, just a second. Okay, I do see this account was created back in November of 2021. You went online and signed up to receive our technical bag, and in condition with that, it was a gadget to a welcome store where you only paid the shipping and handling costs for that bag. To welcome you to our gadget discounted membership store, and in the gadget discounted membership store, that fee of that store is $56.95 per month if you don't call back within the first 48 hours to cancel. The good thing about the membership store is you will receive a $125 gift voucher each month sent to your email.
No, I didn't get the first one, and I want this reverse now.
Ma'am, all charges are valid. Could you please verify your email address for me?
NROWLAND 101@AOL.com.
That's it. The email I do have, ma'am, and it's your telephone number, 414-975-7313.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, that's a number I also have on file to this account. So are you stating this a fraud, ma'am? Because we do take fraud very seriously.
I'm saying I don't know what the $56.95 was for.
Yes, ma'am, it was in
and I already talked to my bank.
So okay, so you disputed the charges, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, if you disputed the charges, ma'am, there's nothing further that I can do with this account. I'll need you to call me back with your bank on the phone, and we can discuss getting you a refund.
Well, no, they told me to call you first.
You just said that your bank put the charge in dispute, ma'am.
No, I said I called them regarding a dispute, and they told me to call you first.
Okay, well, these charges,
then I have to call my bank back.
Okay, well, being that these charges are valid, ma'am, the only thing that I can do is provide you with a 50% refund of that charge.
No, I want the $56.95 credited back to my account.
Okay, ma'am, I can go ahead and refund your account fully. Give me just a second, ma'am. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Just a second, ma'am. I'm still working to get you a refund.
Okay. And what is your name?
Santana.
How do you spell that?
Santana.
Thanks.
In just a second. Okay, ma'am, I'm also done. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, that $56.95 will be refunded back to your bank within 3 to 5 business days. If you're ready, I can also provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
And that C is in Charlie, 260-987-950.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer
support.
Can you
tell me what the charge for 574 is for?
That was the entry fee of when you signed up to receive the bag.
Okay, because I never got anything, so.
Okay, I can also check that tracking on that item. Give me just a second.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. That was the 7. You said the 745.
574.
It was 574.
Mhm.
Okay, that was when the entry when you signed up to win our KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, so I have to try to win it.
Mhm.
That's it.
Mhm. But your account is canceled and it have been fully refunded. Your account will be, your funds will be back to your account 3 to 5 business days. If there's nothing else I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support and you have a good day, ma'am.
Okay.